sometimes find yourself living in the past. You may not even realize you're doing it, but it's something that a lot of us do. And I wanted to talk about this today, and I wanted to talk about a concept that we coach a lot about, and even ourselves that we use, right, in our own journeys, is to live your life forward and understand backwards. And so I want to talk a little more about this and help you understand how sometimes certain parts of our lives, we struggle with this. And what this really means is when you talk about living in the past is it's totally normal for many of us to reminisce about the past, right? A good time, a good thing that had happened. But there's a big difference between thinking about the past and actually living in it. And what we find with our coaching clients or the people that we work with that are stuck and are really having trouble moving forward is that many of them are actually stuck in the past. Every story they tell us, every comparison that they make about their fear for the future or, you know, the areas that they're really trying to get through to be able to kind of break through and get on to that next level of success is they're comparing it to the way it used to be or something that happened in the past. And so what I started to realize is that there was actually this issue of kind of living in the past, not just thinking about it. And so I wanted to unpack that a little bit today because I think all of us do it to some extent. It's when we stay in that space and we can kind of get to a point where we're spinning our wheels in terms of making forward progress. And so I want to make sure that you understand if you're there or when you get there, maybe some ways to get out of that. So what I realized is, and even looking at my own life and the times when life's been toughest is usually the time when I go to the past and I think about, you know, will it ever be like that again? You know, will I ever feel that level of happiness again? Will I ever feel that level of satisfaction with where I'm at again? And so sometimes we go into the past because it's familiar, right? I give the analogy of it's a movie that we already know the ending of. It's a movie that we already know everything that's going to happen. And so that makes us feel comfortable. And it also makes us feel happy, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's what memories and kind of that journey that we've been on are for. But the difference is thinking about the past all the time and comparing our present or our future to the past can really rob us of the joy of the future and really the excitement of the future and the joy of what's happening today, because we're focused on what happened in the past and wondering if it's ever going to be like that again, if we're ever going to feel those same feelings. So trying to find happiness in the past and wanting it to feel that way again can be a real detriment to you being able to move forward in the success or whatever you're trying to work on today. And so I find these examples, and I just had this discussion with a coaching client this week where we were talking about he's struggling with a current employer, kind of his position where he's at today, and he's not happy and he's looking for something different. And when I ask him to talk about his favorite, you know, when he thinks through his career, that time that he thinks back to is like, this was the best time. And he started to describe this, right? And his energy changed, which is good because it's a happy memory. It's a feeling of like, that was a movie that I would want to play over and over again. So we reminisced and we really thought about the past, but he didn't stay there, which was great because in the past he had been saying, you know, he had been comparing it to that. And he had a realization that he was comparing his current kind of not, you know, liking where he's at today with that's what he wants it to feel like again. So instead of living back there, we were able to take that reference and think about it, play that movie out and say, what were the pieces of that role that we need to find in a new role for you? Or we need to find in your current role? Are we just not seeing that some of that's already there? And how can we find joy in what we have today? So it was very eye-opening for me. And I started to think about this more this week about how we need to really be focused on using those memories, using the happiness and everything that we remember of those past circumstances to propel us forward. Another great example is, you know, someone who used to be a star athlete in high school or college, right? They're reliving those days. It was such an amazing time of their life. and they're, you know, 45 years old now and out of shape and frustrated in where they're at. But we want to use that to propel you forward and set goals on how you can get back to that. And it's not going to be the exact same movie because we're at a different stage of life, but we can still have that same happiness. We can still feel that same feeling of being an athlete, just in a different way. And so instead of allowing those great memories to make us feel less happy about where we're at today, let's use them as fuel to the fire to make us more motivated to find that happiness again, exactly where we're at today. And know that that was there for a reason, right? That life happened in that way for a reason, and we can control how it happens going forward. You know, there's two different kind of ways to look at this when people are fearful of kind of what's happening today or the unknown of what may happen in the future. Two things tend to happen. We either go to the past and to find that comfort, right? To replay that movie where we already know what's going to happen. Or we stay in this space and say, oh, I'll be happy when that happens. And I did a whole podcast on that about, oh, once this happens, then I'll be happy. So you can see the two pieces of it is I was happy when, and oh, once this happens, I'll be happy. We are living in the future and in the past instead of living in today. Instead of really living our life forward in a really positive way and knowing that today is part of that living in that future happiness. So we've got to really focus on how to be happy in the present and how to not avoid those things that are hard today because we allow ourselves to live in the past or we allow ourselves to live way out in the future and hope that something will happen. So I wanted to talk a little bit about why we psychologically live in the past sometimes and go back into the past. And it really has to do more with our fear about the future than it does about anything. And so if you've ever thought to yourself, what if my best days are behind me? What if all of those amazing things that have happened, right? Maybe my kids are grown and gone. I'm getting to the end of my career. And what if the best days of my life are behind me? That's a really scary thought for a lot of people because we don't want the best days to be behind us. We want them to be what our future holds. And so going through that time and really trying to figure out how we recreate some of those best times in a different way in our future, how we figure out what parts of our past, what parts of the movies, what scenes brought us the most happiness and can help us replay that in a different way, right? It might be in a different location, a different house, a different career. Maybe it's in retirement. How do we take those same things and allow them to replay and make us happy in the future? But I want to talk about that idea of fear. And we've talked a lot about that in different ways in this podcast is the kind of different fears that we have for the future. A lot of people like live in the present and are anxious, right? Or about what's going to happen in the coming months or the coming years. And some of that is valid. Some of it is not. It's just because we don't know. And we don't necessarily feel like we have control of it, which I don't necessarily believe, but that's what our mind thinks, is that we don't have as much control over our future. So we avoid making the plans, right? We feel frustrated and stuck because we don't have a plan to get to that next level. And we honestly and truly believe that some of our best days are behind us. And in the grand scheme of our lives, there may be a few days, right, that are behind us. But again, we can use those to go forward in the future and recreate some of those best days again using the exact same formula that we used in the past. But what we can't do is live in the past and allow that to change our hope for the future. So I wanted to give you a couple of, like, I guess what I would call action steps or things to just think about that might help you if you are one of those people that finds yourself living in the past a lot, or if you're just stuck right now and you're kind of frustrated or maybe you're anxious about what's going to happen next. How can we use what's happened in the past to help propel us forward, to live our lives forward by understanding what has happened in our past? And so the first thing that I want to encourage you to do. And you're hearing a lot more about this. A lot of really successful people are coming out and talking about the difference that gratitude has made in their lives and in them kind of building what they want to build and reaching that level of success. And you can read a ton of information about that. This is a psychological rewiring of your brain when you focus on having gratitude. And so that's kind of the first action step is how do we take what's happened in the past and some of those happy moments and those happy days and have gratitude for them that then can propel us to live our life forward. Because gratitude for the past will actually make us hopeful for the future. So trying to introduce some kind of a gratitude practice into your day-to-day life becomes really important. The second thing that I think is important for us to do is really spend time planning for the future. Figuring out what those steps in your success plan, whether it's personal or professional, it doesn't matter. But putting that plan in place and saying, here's where I want to be in 3 months. Here's where I want to be at the end of the year. You know, in 2 years, this is, I hope we're living here doing this. My career has changed or, you know, I'm more successful in what I'm doing. Putting together that plan really makes the future less scary. But even more important, it allows you to reflect on the past and gain confidence in your future because you can pull pieces from the past that prove to you that the future can be where you want it to be because you've done it. You've gotten through that tough obstacle in the past. You can do it again. So make sure that you're using your past in a super productive and positive way to help you live your life forward. And then the last thing is just to acknowledge that there's some things in life that you cannot control. Let go of that vine, right? Like take that weight off your shoulders that there are always going to be pieces that you can't control. I think a lot of people, including myself, struggle with it given where we're at in society today, right? You turn on the news and it feels very heavy. It feels like there are a lot of things with the government or with society or, you know, just with the issues happening in our world today that feel very heavy and it feels very much out of our control. But what I'm realizing is those weights, that pressure is something that we're all carrying with us as we're trying to be hopeful for the future. And so I want you to focus on not only having gratitude for the good things that are happening in our world today, which there are a lot of them, but also not feel like we have to carry that burden of fixing all of these big things, that we can fix the things that we can control, right? And have clarity on those things that we can control to be able to move ourselves forward. So again, I just wanted to bring this up because it was a theme that I was hearing. It was a theme that I was experiencing, and I thought it was something that would really help you guys think differently this time of year, right? We're a quarter into the new year. It's a beautiful time of year where we can kind of have a fresh start and we feel energized again. And so I want you to really use that energy to be grateful for everything that's happened in the past and find a sense of hope and faith that everything that has happened in the past is going to give you what you need to build for the future. So this is really wrapped around the entire premise of this podcast, in that if you are stuck, for whatever reason you're stuck, you know, the goal is to use your strengths, to use your experiences to help get you unstuck and get to that next level of success, whatever that level looks like for you. So as always, make sure that you're focusing in on your strengths. Make sure that you're doing things like listening to this podcast to help you get unstuck. And as always, thank you for being here. We continue to get amazing feedback, so make sure you're subscribing so that you get the latest and greatest every time a new podcast launches. And reach out and connect with us. We'd love to hear what's really resonating and how these messages are helping you get to the next level of success. Thanks, everyone.